Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Campbell County firefighters rescue motorist from a crashed vehicle down a 150-foot embankment. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Firefighters responded to a vehicle collision at around 4:45 yesterday on South Douglas Highway near Ho Creek. The passenger vehicle was located upright on the east side of the highway down an approximate 150-foot steep embankment. Firefighters performed a technical rescue to retrieve the driver, which was a labor-intensive operation. Several Campbell County Sheriff's Office deputies provided firefighters with assistance during the operation. The patient was extracted from the vehicle and transported by ambulance to the hospital. U.S. Senator Cynthia Lummis joined Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky in introducing the COVID-19 Vaccination Non-Discrimination Act to ensure that people in Wyoming receive the best health care possible, even if they have not received the COVID-19 vaccine, according to the press release from Lummis's office. Lummis co-sponsored the bill after reports surfaced that healthcare facilities are denying patients life-saving treatments such as organ transplants if they are not vaccinated against COVID-19. The legislation will prohibit federal taxpayer dollars from supporting healthcare facilities that deny care to patients based on their COVID-19 vaccination status. The decision to receive the COVID-19 vaccine is a personal decision, one every individual in Wyoming should be able to make for themselves, said Senator Lummis. That personal decision should not dictate whether or not one has access to oftentimes life-saving health care. Institutions like medical facilities that receive federal funding have no reason to deny care to the people of Wyoming solely based on their personal choice to get vaccinated. I am happy to join Senator Rand Paul in his effort to ensure that freedom to the people in Wyoming. The release says Wyoming has one of the lowest COVID-19 vaccination rates in the country. The American Medical Association has urged physicians to refrain from denying care to patients based on vaccination status. If healthcare providers continue to deny care to those unvaccinated for COVID-19, thousands of Wyoming patients could be at risk of being denied emergency services such as organ transplants. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.